Hello, everybody. Today, we are doing a two-episode special. There are two reasons. This Rolling Stone thing, it actually does quite interest me, and I think I want to... This is going to sound weird, but I know these lists are meant to start conversation amongst music fans, and it maybe introduce some people to new music, so I think this is going to be pretty fun, and I just thought, this would be a fun thing to do, and I want to do it, and I'm also...
In charge, just, so you get to do what you want.
Exactly. You're the boss. I get to order you people around, and
facts,
be great.
No, facts.
And basically what we're going to do today is I'm just going to point out some weird stuff I saw on the 500 greatest lists. Now, one thing first, we're going to have to
Rolling Stones 500 greatest list.
Rolling Stone, the magazine. One thing I'm going to first off say is there should not be greatest hits albums and live albums on here. There just shouldn't. And I feel like that's just like
I might make an argument.
You can make an okay
for some live albums. If it's just the exact same as a studio album but performed live, no, but
like maybe MTV Unplugged or
stuff like Unplugged, I feel is sufficiently different.
I think the opposite.
Maybe like at the
you think the opposite?
Prison.
They right. should only be live albums?
No, I think that if I go, if like for example, the Stones did a Sticky Fingers
or at the Folsom Prison. Would you not even at the Folsom Prison?
No, what I'm saying is if the Stones go out and do a record, an album in its entirety, then it's that album. So instead of putting Sticky Fingers on there, you could put Sticky Fingers live. But if you put a regular concert on there, you're putting a greatest hits album on there because it's not.
But that's
one
a very
record.
Tricky subject, because what if you want to do an artist like, say, Chuck Berry? And of course, he's very important to music, and you want to give him representation.
You're exactly right. The reason why they have greatest hits compilations and live albums on here is because artists came along prior to the album format in which they were selling 45s, and they still want to get those people on the list. My issue with that would be you have yourself a 500 most influential artists of all time list. Stick them there and let this be an album list, or don't do an album list.
Perfectly understandable, and I almost wholeheartedly agree. I think the only live album I'd like accept here is maybe at the Folsom Prison. And I...
Well, and also, why not? You could totally have a live album
like, okay,
list.
Okay, what
There's
about
what
that. About Bob Marley's Legend? Would you accept that greatest hits album here? Because that is a very important thing. And would you accept that here? It's a tough choice. It's a very tough choice. But I do think that...
Now you've opened a Pandora's box. Because once you let one in...
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's
know?
Always
and
the trouble,
always
is that the lines are so blurred.
They're like puppy dogs into your heart.
Yes.
That's why
yes.
you have to hate them
exactly.
vigorously.
I hate puppies.
Yes, God. Because if you like one, next thing you know, they're
Jerry
all
Waller.
In your heart. And there's only so much love in the world.
Me, you know what? By God, me too.
Okay.
We're going to start off with Top 500. A lot of people were peeved about this. Arcade Fire's Funeral. I think it should be a little higher.
Where was it?
500. It was at number 500. And I do think it should be a little higher, especially saying that it is one of the indie albums of the 2000s. You know, it's like that... Elephant, Is This It? Maybe Good News for People Who Love Bad News? But, dude, Arcade Fire is certainly up there. And I think, let's just move on to what other people were also peeved about. Black Flag's Damaged was very low on the list. I think it was like late 400s? Or early 400s or something like that. Of course, and also, so was the Stooges self-titled. The Stooges mm-hmm. self-titled and Black Flag's Damaged. Those were things punk rock fans were really peeved about. And I get that.
They couldn't have been, because punk rock fans don't want to be acknowledged by the establishment, and Rolling Stone is the establishment. So therefore, if they're on this list at all, then they've been upset because, you
they're
understand?
Fake punk bands.
You can't be a punk rock fan and want acknowledgement. That's not punk rock.
I get what you're saying, but those are like... Those are like... Dude, Black Flag's Damaged, that's like one of the great... That might be Henry Rollins' best creation.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
Yeah, I know. Stooges self-titled. That's so important, you know? And all that stuff, but I think it, of course it should be higher, but it's Rolling Stone. You know, mm-hmm. they're every, I think almost every magazine in the world, except one that's exclusively for punk rock, is very snobby towards punk rock. And I think that the fact that these albums are here in the first place is kind of a miracle. just saying, you know, and of course it should be higher, but it's Rolling Stone. One thing I am kind of peeved about is Harry Styles' Fine Line at 491. It came out last year, and I probably wouldn't put it top 200 of last year, much less top 500 ever.
Yeah.
You know? But one I'm really peeved about is John Mayer's Continuum at number 486.
Let me stop you there. His body is a wonderland.
I have no idea what that means.
John Mayer.
It's a song on the album.
It's a song, yeah.
I don't know much John Mayer.
John Mayer, a great guitarist.
He is.
That's how much I'm going to compliment him. I do not like his voice. I do not like his songwriting. I think he's just one of those people that it seemed like I would hate hanging out with, and that probably, I probably do have a bias against him. He does seem like one of those people that I would just hate hanging out with. But
I mean, that's like me with Bono. You know what I mean? Or it's like, I'm not huge on his voice in his songwriting. But, not really for me. But he doesn't seem like someone I would vibe with.
For me, he sounds like, if he's trying to sing you to sleep, but he has a mouthful of peanut butter. So he just kind of...
Marbles.
Marbles, yes. Marble mouth. Something like that.
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt's a little better.
Kurt is great. I like Kurt as a vocalist, and there are some people who say, oh, Kurt isn't a great songwriter because they're younger, and they're one of those people that say Nirvana were a one-hit wonder, when that is objectively not true.
No, I was mostly saying that in reference to the Weird Al bit, where he parodies Smells Like Teen Spirit, and yeah. He has, like, marbles in his mouth.
Yeah, I will also mention that the first album by the Rolling Stones to make it on this list is Some Girls. I just pointed that out because, of course, they're going to have bias towards these older guys. And
I'm going to assume that every single Rolling Stone album...
There were six. Six Rolling Stones albums that got here.
Out of how many?
Justifiably so.
There are some. Like Sticky Fingers didn't break top 100, which is crazy to me. Sticky Fingers is probably my favorite Stones album. Of course, Let It Bleed got, like, top 20, but it's kind of crazy that Sticky Fingers... I don't think Let It Bleed is better than Sticky Fingers by, 70 albums? I don't think it's that much better than Sticky Fingers, you know? Mm-hmm. But I probably wouldn't put some... There are some Rolling Stones albums on here that I don't think should be, some girls included. I think the album's actually kind of alright. I just cannot stand their disco stuff. But...
Shoots on Disco...
Listen, Rolling Stones disco stuff, there's some songs in there that kind of remind you why disco kind of died. If I can just put it harshly.
Yeah, that's fair.
Again, greatest hits compilations. One thing that I noticed was pretty low was Pretty Hate Machine at 453. Dad, don't you think that was a little low for Pretty Hate Machine? It's like the...
If you say influence, right?
Yeah.
An album that comes out, was it 87?
It was 89.
89 it comes out. Mm-hmm. Industrial doesn't come out for a couple of years.
Yeah, to like Downward Spiral, right?
Well, Industrial in general.
Just
right?
In general, yeah.
And he had already started that earlier. So if you go influence, he creates a genre.
Yeah. I think it's much
higher. He creates a genre that is both... something that a guy that bangs his head listens to, a person that dances in a club listens to,
and a music snob listens to.
Yes,
it's
he's talking about those concepts that are important. He's talking about the vocal performance. it is everything you should be looking for. It's 20 years ahead of its time. Come on, man.
It's pretty good. It's much higher. I think it deserves to be a little higher than 453.
Right.
Of course, you're going to put it below the Downward Spiral, mm-hmm. but come on, dude. One thing that actually really kind of peeved me and was real confusing was, okay, this is going to be hard to explain, but Tupac's All Eyes on Me at 436.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, this is the only Tupac record on the list. Mm-hmm. And
widely renowned as the GOAT.
Widely renowned as the greatest rapper ever. It's
one record.
One record, and it's not even in the top 300s.
I feel like that's another one of the things that they might just be slated against in a lot of ways.
Hip-hop?
But there's a lot of hip-hop on here.
There's a lot of hip-hop on here. My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is number 17. Which is really high, and I think it might be a little too high. Like, I'd probably switch it with To Pimp a Butterfly.
I mean, nothing Tupac ever did can compare to Drake.
Okay.
There's several Drake albums I
that's,
saw.
That, there were that's two. A slow there were pitch two. Softball
there were two. If you're reading this, it's too late was in the... If you're reading this, it's too late was in the 300s.
That album just didn't stand out to me.
If you're going to put a Drake album on here, it's going to be If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. I'd put, honestly, if I were to be nicer...
Excuse me,
I'd
guys. I have to get my hotline bling on. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Just no soul. But honestly, if I were to put a Drake album on here, it would be If You're Reading This, It's Too Late, and it would be low 400s, most likely. Just to be, you know, it is in very influential. Take Care at 95 is something that I won't stand for, though. Take Care, 95. 95? In the 100. That's a bit crazy to me. Just because that's not even Drake's best album. Billie Eilish, If We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? At 397. How do you feel about that? How do you guys feel about that?
I didn't actually listen to that album.
Do you think it
was highly acclaimed.
It's highly acclaimed, but it came out last year.
I love White Wedding.
Dude, yes. Wait a second. I don't think that's...
I'm not even one of those pretentious douches who say, oh, Billie Eilish is the death of music, but...
Dude, every new popular artist is the death of music in someone's eyes.
Dude, yeah. I'm
sure Talking Heads was unlistenable garbage to some people.
Absolutely.
Dude, Oasis, Weezer, every band has ever been described as that.
I feel like it'd be really hard to say that about Oasis, given... Well,
don't go after Wonderwall?
Okay, that's true.
Dude,
I'm not going to get into that. It's just the cycle of things. Every time there's a popular artist who is critically acclaimed, they're bad,
and
they're
dude, people
blank,
don't,
they're
and,
whatever.
And people
know?
Don't even realize that Wonderwall is probably the best overplayed acoustic song, period. Like, what is that up against? Hey There, Delilah?
Oh, yeah, I can't think of any
The only thing that
song.
Comes like close is Time of Your Life.
Even then, I would say
Wonderwall's better than that. But it's way too high. It came out last year. It hasn't had that much time to, like, look back on.
Okay, but that's... I don't think... I get what you're saying, where it's like most of these albums are classics, but I think you can still put contemporary albums in it.
Okay, yeah. Well, then, if we're doing more modern...
Like
if we're doing more modern artists, why is there no Danny Brown? Because it's Rolling Stones. But, like... You know,
I agree that
they're... Okay, but if there's a reason why there's no Danny Brown, why is Yeezus on this list?
A legitimately good question, considering
because
Yeezus is...
Yeezus is just a worst version of Danny Brown in Death Grips.
It super is, and until someone pointed that out to me and I listened to it again, and I literally just saw it with new eyes, where I was like, man, people have actually done this earlier and better.
Like, what's the only song on there that hasn't been done better? Bound to,
okay.
That's the only song
Yeezus
there that
does
has
have some significant highlights.
It has some very good songs, but it's way too high. I think there's also a little too much Kanye here. I don't think Yeezus should be on this list.
No.
I don't... I think... I'm glad Life of Pablo isn't on this list. I'm very happy Life of Pablo isn't on this list.
Life of Pablo is another one that has some highlights, but overall, it's a bit
very bad. I'm okay mm-hmm. with putting 808s in Graduation there, just because of how influential they are.
Yeah.
808s is probably Kanye's best. Okay, I will say this: it is one of the best examples of him saying, "All right, literally all I have to do to change music is get sad." You know,
right, and it's.
You know, but if we're going to talk about if we all fall asleep, where do we go? And if that's the worst example, to me, the worst example is Lana Del Rey, Norman Effin Rockwell at 321.
I think it's too low.
I think it's too high. Way too high. I mean, honestly, it's, I don't know if it was top 100 of 2019. Like, again, you know, it's not a bad record by any means. Of course, I'm biased. I just don't like Lana Del Rey's sound. And if we're going to go to influence, it hasn't really had enough time to influence things. Because it did come out last year. Again, and I feel like I am going to constantly bring that up. But I do think that it's... Okay, maybe it's not the worst example on this list. I would probably say John Mayer was the worst example. But this is... It's not... It shouldn't be on this list. I at least I wouldn't put it on my list. And you know, we've been talking about this. Albums, and here are some examples of albums that I think are a little too low on the list, actually. J Dilla's Donuts at 386 is very low, considering that me personally, I have considered this the greatest instrumental hip-hop record ever made. It's so critically acclaimed. It's the instrumental hip-hop record. And, you know, it's kind of strange to me that it's below Drake's Take Care by 200 albums?
Wolf.
You know, also, Radiohead's In Rainbows at 387. You could fight me on that. That's top 100. That might be Radiohead's best creation. Like,
yeah, I saw OK Computer was somewhere in the 40s, I think.
OK Computer was like 37.
Yeah.
Honestly, and I think Kid A was in the 20s. And honestly, I would probably switch the two personally, because I am a bigger fan of... I think OK Computer is a little more consistent than Kid A. I think Kid A is the more... adventurous and beautiful record, but I do think OK Computer is, it's consistent and it's constantly amazing. But you know, that's just me going on. The most blasphemous thing to me here, Blue Album at 292. The Blue Album is top 100, if not top 50. You could hum me the entire Blue Album right now.
That is true.
You can name the track listing by memory. Every song.
Okay, maybe not that. But I am very familiar with
My Name Is Jonas, No One Else, World Has Turned Has Left Me Here, Undone Sweater Song, Buddy Holly, but that's just me going on. Those were all hits. And it's straight up an album full of hits and stuff I've already heard. Van Halen 1 is also very low. Very low. Way too low.
Where is it?
It is at, I believe...
It's gone.
I'm sorry, Van Halen 1 was at 292. Weezer Blue Album was 294, actually. But this is way too low, don't you think?
Since it seems like Van Halen is probably a good spot for me to jump into this a little bit, I would say, one, yes, a legion of guitarists in a genre of music was created by Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen might be the best guitarist
and
to ever play a note.
Dave was the best frontman of his generation. And this album, as a debut album, took the world by storm. But I would also piggyback on... When you're saying this band's too low, that band's too low, this is too low.
I get
this
it. Everything cannot be number one.
Think about
I get that.
How many Pink Floyd CDs are on here?
They're okay.
All of them, probably.
No, actually, this is going to be very surprising. There was "Wish You Were Here" was very low. I think it was in 300s.
Mm-hmm.
The Wall didn't even break the 150. And the highest one was "Dark Side of the Moon," which clocked in at number 55.
Okay, how many Rush albums are on the list?
One.
What is it?
It is Moving Pictures.
Okay, how many AC/DC records are on the list?
Zero.
How many Aerosmith records
One,
are on the list?
Rocks.
Rocks. How many Black Crowes records are on the list?
Zero.
I could argue that the Black Crowes or Aerosmith or Van Halen is the greatest, and most people won't put the Black Crowes there, but I will. One of those three is the greatest American rock band ever. And I can argue
I
that
the argument.
Different ways. And you got two albums out of those people just on the list. So what I'm saying is,
and rocks isn't
where's
even
Gary
the
Clark
best.
Jr. on this?
Gary Clark Jr.?
Gary Clark Jr.
Gary Clark Jr., he's probably on the list.
You assume he is.
I assume he is, but I don't quite remember because I just kind of poked stuff out.
My point is there's a whole lot of albums. It's
there
really
is a
hard
whole
to
lot.
Start pick one in. You know
How
what I'm
do you
saying?
Feel about Frank Sinatra's "In Wee Small Hours" clocking in at 282? Think that's a little low?
I would think that the chairman of the board might deserve a little better than that.
He's but. Frank frickin' Sinatra in "We Small Hours." That's like the sad boy record. That's like the sad boy jazz record.
Right.
Like, you know?
All right.
It's crazy. I'm sorry. I'm going to point out stuff that should be on the list, but aren't. System of a Down Toxicity makes no sense not being on this list. It's got hits. Chop Suey, Toxicity, those are all hits. It has cultural impact, and it's not too heavy for Rolling Stone, especially since they put Master of Puppets on here. Also, where's Hybrid Theory? There's an entire generation of people...
Wrestling indie?
There's an entire generation of people... Oh, I'm just going to ignore that. There's an entire generation of people where Hybrid Theory is their Paranoid,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely.
Like, and it's...
That's their U2, that's their Rolling Stones. Yeah.
That's their...
The and band of their generation.
It's... Well, yeah, actually.
I literally work with a bunch of kids that is their... Literally, that's...
You call them kids, they're like 36.
Well, to me they are, because I'm older, but literally that's their voice of their generation. You know what I mean?
Dude.
And when that stuff comes on, they light up. Everybody in a room that's from that era, you know?
Yeah. No Tool. Not a single Tool album made this list.
Not one...
Not Lateralis?
Tool album makes a list that includes 500 records.
Not Lateralis? Not Anima? Not 10,000 Days? Not Undertow? Not even the new one?
Not... One, I'm not even a Tool guy, but Tool literally makes albums that are great. That is what they do. This song leads to that song. It's a whole general thing here. It's a concept coming to you, given to you in a full package.
It's not like, I'm not giving an excuse that this is Rolling Stone. No. You put Master of Puppets on here. That is a heavy record. I don't think... Tool, there's no Tool album that's heavier than Master of Puppets, and you can fight me on that.
That's insane. Of all the things that really shocks me more than anything else is that Tool's not on there somewhere. Just somewhere.
Not somewhere. Right. Not even low. Not even 500. Not even low.
Right. I get it.
I think there should be more 2000s indie rock, but of course the Rolling Stone, whatever you say I am, that's what I am by the Arctic Monkeys comes to mind. Most Arctic Monkeys come to mind. Well, especially the first two. But of course, it's Rolling Stone. They're old. I probably could have said that less bluntly. But they're not going to put whatever you say I am, that's what I am, on the list. But that's actually wrong, because they put AM on the list.
I mean, AM is really, really good.
AM's really, really good. Is it better than whatever you say I am, that's what I am?
I don't know. I haven't listened to that album.
Listen to it.
I know. I've
it's,
wanted
it's
to
incredible.
Check out old Arctic Monkeys because I do really like AM, and I really liked Tranquility Base.
Go listen to Whatever You Say I Am, That's What I Am, and the one with the in the second one. Those two are really good. Whatever You Say I Am, That's What I Am, it's just straight up, it's like 30, 40 minutes of just straight up British post-punk.
Favorite Worst Nightmare?
Your Favorite Worst Nightmare. That's yeah, it. That's that one's crazy. It's a concept album about a hotel in an alien universe, it's some or something like that.
Dude, I love that.
It's crazy.
I mean, that's what I liked about Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino.
Yeah. It's very lackadaisical and sleepy. No Modest Mouse. That's crazy to me, because they're like the emo band, the indie emo band, you know? There are a couple of other people. I kind of view American Football as more of like an album. There was that one guy, but that one group of people there, but then the allegations came up. But now
I don't think that would affect their spot on the list, in all honesty.
I mean, they got Jerry Lee Lewis on the list, and Chuck Berry, and Ike and Tina Turner. Ike and Tina Turner.
Which, in theory, they should have just
not
blacked out
because it's a greatest Ike's hits
name.
Album. Yeah.
Also, they probably yeah. shouldn't have put it on because it was a greatest hits compilation.
Tina Turner and in singles action.
Yep.
They're like, I get, well, Radiohead are depressing, but they're not like emo. Speaking of American Football, there's American Football self-titled should be here. It just should. Of course, I do have problems with this list, but again...
Do you?
It was made to...
Do you have problems with this list? I couldn't tell.
I agree with... I agree with what's going on at number one. I think if you're going to put a record that was number one, especially
Marvin in these times... Marvin Gaye.
Especially in these times, it's going to be what's going on.
I agree. I thought they got that part right.
They got that part exclusively
the right. The top 10 records are all fantastic. Yeah, all that.
Absolutely.
Prince is on it a bunch of times. Bowie's on it a bunch of times. Springsteen's on it a bunch of times. Stones are on it a bunch of times. Beatles are on it a bunch of times. It's pretty good.
But as much as I can complain, I think this did come from a good place.
These things are great. Look at what you've done. Not only did you get inspired to relook at records that you liked before that they ignored... You got inspired
out Darkness of the Edge of Time. Not Darkness on the Edge of Time.
Edge of Town.
On the Edge of Town. That might be one of my favorite records. Like,
right. And the thing is, okay, you look at this list, you think, well, why is that above Born in the USA if they're both from the same guy? And then you listen to Darkness on the Edge of Town. And all of a sudden, you've opened a Pandora's box to a discography you didn't know really might be part of your thing. Right? And that could happen to you with a list like this. That could happen to you four or five more times and open you up to 40 more albums.
Especially saying that there was a lot of old stuff. There was some Far Side. There was like all this stuff, you know, Parliament, all that stuff. And there Absolutely. Might be another newer generation of people who aren't introduced to that. And right. I feel like if that is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great conversation
starter. As much as I complain about this list, it did come from a good place. And I absolutely think that...
Not one Living Color record. Not one.
You could not have expected one Living Color album to get on here. I'm just straight up...
I don't care.
I'm saying to your face...
Okay, but yeah, but like... Okay, no, I'm not going to get it.
You did not... There was no way you expected a Living Color record on here. Listen, dude. They're like the least mentioned...
He's over here talking about Modest Mouse not being on it.
Cult of Personality. Whoever heard of that track?
Float On is literally probably like the best known, one of the better known songs of that generation.
Yeah,
I would at least expect.
Cult of Personality isn't.
Probably not, dude.
Of its generation.
Of its what was its generation?
Like 88, 87, 88. Mine. My generation, just like the Who said.
I guess there was one Living Color record that could have gotten on here, but I think it was way more possible for Faith No More to get on here.
Faith No More could have been on there a couple of times. But that's what I'm saying. It's really hard to do this.
It's real, dude. It's almost impossible, especially if you're combining hip hop and rock and all that stuff. It's
Faith No impossible. More, really, when you consider the fact that rap rock became a thing post Chili Pepper, Faith No More world. They were the ones who kind of opened that door and ran through it, right? Created that genre. So you could really argue that epic with coming out of nowhere and falling to pieces and all that could really be argued to be on this list.
Absolutely, but...
But we'll digress.
I think this was a great conversation starter, and I think it was very good at causing conversation. Even if that conversation is constantly making fun
sells
of
it. Out.
It's true.
The who sell
it
out.
Didn't sell out. It bought in.
Oh, Tyler Black confirmed.
To Rolling Stone?
No, this is a music podcast.
Right.
Everything's wrestling.
That's off the road.
I mean, this is a work.
Yeah, yes.
You don't think they put certain stuff
It is
on
totally
there?
A work. There's no shoot about this.
Absolutely. And I can complain about how Jerry didn't get on this list. What? Who's Jerry? No one knows who he is. Don't complain about him not getting on the list. People know who Modest Mouse is? Don't look at me like that.
Okay. No, I'm just saying. People who listen exclusively to Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan have no idea what Modest Mouse is.
They've heard Float On?
Maybe.
So is that a wrap?
Yeah, that I'd say that's a wrap. I'd say I'd put it up. This is Go Home Heat. And well, no, not really Go Home Heat.
It's Raise a Go Home Heat production, Raise Musical Music Reviews podcast. Copyright 2020.
For you.
I'm KP.
And?
I'm Jared.
And me. I just realized we didn't introduce ourselves in the beginning of the episode.
It's all good. It's all good. Go home.
Go home. We'll see you.